If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of Eye on Houston. I'm Erin Austin with 100.3 The Bull. Joining me this morning is Major Melody Davis of the Salvation Army Houston. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah. So we have got lots to talk about. The Salvation Army, this is definitely one of your big times of year and one of the big programs that you have going on right now. And this is kind of the final weekend of it, is the Angel Tree Program. Folks, if they're hearing this for the first time, tell us what the Angel Tree Program is.
The Angel Tree Program is one of the Salvation Army's big Christmas programs. Everyone is usually familiar with our red kettles out at all the locations with someone ringing a bell. But another program that's very important to us is providing Christmas gifts for children in our community, for families that are struggling and just need that little extra help. I always think, you know, every child deserves to have something to open on Christmas morning. And so we're just so thankful for this program that provides that for families in Houston.
Oh, awesome. And this is, I mean, like I said, it's the final weekend. So are we calling it Adopt an Angel?
Yes, Adopt an Angel. So what you can do is go online and adopt an angel. You can also go to some of the area malls where we're set up at the Galleria, and we're at the Woodlands Mall, Deerbrook, and Memorial City, and we have locations set up there. But if you would rather shop from home, you can go online to our website, salvationarmyhouston.org, and adopt an angel there. And the way this works is you can select if you want a boy or a girl. You can choose what age you would like, and all the information there is provided. And it also lists like a wish that this child actually asked for a certain toy, and you can buy that toy for them. And I think that's the best thing about the Angel Tree program, because you're actually fulfilling a wish for a child at Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, so many kids have that laundry list of a Christmas list, and there's so many kids that won't be able to open anything. So this is an opportunity, a great opportunity to make sure that they do have one gift to open on Christmas morning.
Right, and especially if that gift is something that they asked for. Mm-hmm. And that's why I love this program so much, because the children can tell their parents what they want. The parents come and register with us, and that's how we get all these children. And so for a parent to be able to give their child not only a gift, but the gift that they wanted, is just really special.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just looking at some of the stats from last year. You guys raised, received $900,000 in contributions and filled wishes for 20,000 children.
Yes, and we knew last year was going to be an exceptionally large year for us with Harvey.
Yep.
And we did have a big increase last year, and, you know, much more than we normally do, even though 18 to 20,000 children is a lot.
Yeah.
But when we had over 20,000 last year, and so it just makes such a difference.
Yeah. Again, we are talking with Major Melody Davis of the Salvation Army here in Houston, and we're talking about the Angel Tree Program. This is the final weekend to get and adopt an angel, because all of the donations they're asking to have by this coming Wednesday on the 5th. So there's still a little time to get involved, and they're asking for, it says that you want the gifts to be returned to Santa's Secret Warehouse by the 5th. So how does that work with online donations? Do they just go out and buy it? Somebody buys it for them if they're not out at the mall?
So the great thing about the online is you can order from Amazon and have it delivered straight to us.
What?
Which is really wonderful. So you don't have to get in the traffic, you know, and I think that's just great, because That's the way I do most of my Christmas shopping. And or you can bring it to our warehouse, because a lot of times people actually want to see this, and I'm happy, you know, for someone to do that, because I love to be able to show them what happens to this gift when you bring it to us, and how it gets sorted and put into to make sure it gets to the exact family. Mm-hmm. And that's another important thing about this program is all of these gifts stay in Houston. All of these are families in Houston. We serve Montgomery, Harris, and Fort Bend County. So it's not going to go somewhere else. It stays right here. And that gift that you buy has a code, mm-hmm. and that code represents a child, and it whatever you buy for that child will go to that child.
Oh, that's awesome. And one thing I think we haven't discussed yet was the age ranges of kids for the Angel Tree program.
This program is for infants to 12-year-old, and that's the age range. And the older children, maybe about 9 to 12, seem to be the ones that don't get picked as quickly as the babies or mm-hmm. the younger children, because the younger ones seem to be a little bit easier to buy for than the older ones. So if you don't have a specific age, or you don't really care if it's a boy or a girl, I would say please choose a boy or girl that's an older age, because that is the group that seems to be left out the most.
Oh, that makes me sad. Oh. So again, we're talking about the Angel Tree program with the Salvation Army here in Houston. Last year, 20,000 individuals, kids getting their Christmas wish granted. And so this year we're hoping that everybody gives just as generously as they did last year. A couple ways for people to donate: go by the area malls, as you were saying, Memorial City, Deerbrook, Woodlands Mall, the Galleria. So if you're out venturing around getting your gifts for everybody else on your list, why not pick up one for somebody on the Angel Tree this weekend? And then also go to the website, which you've got until Wednesday to.
Right. And I think this is such a great thing for families to do together. I think it's so wonderful to be able to teach your children that, you know, you're fortunate, you're blessed, and you need to be a blessing to someone else, because not every child has the luxury of, you know, getting lots of gifts under the tree. And this is something that you can begin teaching them at a young age. When you're going out doing your shopping, like you said, let's go buy something for a little boy or girl that's the same age as you. And, you know, we're not just getting gifts for you, but let's get a gift for someone else. And I think it's just a, you know, it really is the meaning of this season is giving mm-hmm. and helping others, not always just about you.
Yeah, right. I was going to say, you know, we're talking about how this ends on Wednesday, and, you know, people have an opportunity to buy gifts until then, but you also have another toy drive that's going on right now. So that's also a way for people to donate later on after this week.
Right. And some people just, they may not have the time to go and shop for a specific child, but they'll go and buy 12 Barbies or, you know, 10 basketballs or footballs and just give that to us, because it is kind of sad that not all of these children are adopted on the Angel Tree, but every child receives gifts. So if a child is not chosen off the Angel Tree, we have volunteers that come in and actually pack a bag of gifts for that child. So the toys that we receive just in general donations mm-hmm. from toy drives, we use those toys to fill the gift request for these children. So that's important too. Every child gets something, and that's the reason I love Angel Tree so much, because they'll actually get
specific gifts.
Right.
Yes.
But sometimes maybe a child asks for a Frozen doll. Mm-hmm. Well, we may not have one of those, but we'll have another doll and mm-hmm. we can give that to her. But I just love it when they actually get the thing that they wanted.
Oh, okay. So if people did have, you know, 12 basketballs and they wanted to donate them, how would one do that?
They can bring that to any of the locations.
Any of the area malls?
Yes. Any of those okay. locations where we have Angel Tree, they can also bring them to any Salvation Army, and we will make sure that it gets to our warehouse, and they can come to our Christmas warehouse and drop it off there. Another
thing
I wanted.
Secret?
warehouse. The secret warehouse is at 1350 Salford, S-A-L-F-O-R-D Drive in Houston.
Okay. I'm writing this down.
Okay.
All right. You wanted to say something else.
I wanted to say, I've talked about the children on our Angel Tree program, but I also wanted to remind everyone that we do a seniors Angel Tree as well, because a lot of people really love to adopt, an older person that may be living alone and just needs a, you know, it doesn't matter what your age, everyone loves to receive a little gift on Christmas. So we have a senior Angel Tree program as well, and this is for a 55 and older, and we register these seniors. The Salvation Army has a lot of senior programs in Houston, and we allow them to come in and fill out a wish list as well. And that's been a really sweet and successful part of this program too.
Oh, that is I never would have necessarily thought of that. I'm so glad you mentioned that. Tell me more about the program. Are you guys accepting donations up until when for the Senior Angel Tree?
The Senior Angel Tree goes the same as the children's.
Okay.
But just like if you don't adopt an angel by December 5th, you could still bring blankets.
Mm-hmm.
House shoes. I'm just trying to think of some of the different things that people bring. Large print crossword books.
Yes.
Just the simplest things, you know, just bring joy to someone that they're remembered and they actually got a gift on Christmas.
And is that also on the website as
it
well?
It is. Okay. Yes. The children and the seniors are also.
Okay. So, that's so cool. So for both of them, this is like new. I had no idea we were going to be talking about that today. This is awesome. So for both of the Angel Trees, it's salvationarmyhouston.org/angeltree. And it looks like angel-tree, just if you really want to get specific. And obviously, you know, with the holiday season, one of the other big things that the Salvation Army does every single year is the kettles, the red kettles out at various locations. You know, it's changed over the years. I mean, I don't want to reveal how old I am. I mean, I remember it as a little kid, and some years you would see more, and then it would go away, and now it's back. And, I mean, the donations from that, does that help all of the programs? Does it go to people just at Christmas time? Where does the money for the red, kettles go?
Well, everyone sees the Salvation Army at Christmas. That's right. When we're most visible. But what I like to let people know is we're here serving 365 days a year. And so the money that we collect at our red kettles helps us to operate the other 364 days a year, not just at Christmas. The money does help us with purchasing toys and all the different things that we do during the holidays, but it's mainly to help our everyday operations at all of our Salvation Army locations.
And I mean, that's the thing. Year round, you guys have different programs for the community and help out. So it's, like you said, not just at Christmas time. So,
yeah, it's such an important part because it really is the one time of the year that we get out and do our fundraising. So it, you know, all of that change adds up and it makes a difference.
It definitely does. I was just thinking, like, some people will think, oh, I only have like a quarter in my pocket, but you know, the quarter is better than nothing. So, I mean, every little bit helps. That is for sure. And that's going all the way through Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Okay. So when you see them out at Target or Walmart or wherever, make sure you be nice, give them a smile, and, you know, donate generously. Once again, we are talking with Major Melody Davis of the Houston Salvation Army, and we're talking this morning about the Angel Tree program. It is the final weekend, the big push. So when you're out and about in over this weekend and this next couple of days, because donations, they're collecting them, they got to be in by December 5th, which is this Wednesday. Is there anything that I'm missing that you'd like to add before we go?
I would just like to thank everyone, because Houston has just been the most caring community that I've ever lived in. I mean, we saw it just so much last year.
Yeah, absolutely.
With Hurricane Harvey. And it's not even just that. It's every time when there's a need. I just feel like if people know about it, they'll show up and help. And so I want people to know when they see that red kettle that that money is going to make a difference to change people's lives. And I think at Christmas time, to be able to do something for these children and for the seniors in our area, you know, why wouldn't you want to do that?
Mm-hmm. Well, you have shed the light and opened my eyes on just some various programs that I didn't even know existed with the Salvation Army. And I think there's other people out there that, like you said, if they knew it was there, they would help out and they would donate. So again, if you would like to donate for the Angel Tree program, the 5th is the last day, and you can do it various ways. So we'll go over that one more time. You can stop by area malls. There'll be a display there in the mall at Memorial City, Deerbrook, Woodlands Mall, and the Galleria. And then if you're one of those folks that just rather donate from the comfort of your own couch, you can go to SalvationArmyHouston.org, and there'll be a link there that you can donate as well. So, yeah, thank you, Major, for coming in this morning and talking to us. And let's hope that we get some more donations for you and get all those kids gifts.
Yes, thank you for letting us share our story. And just want to wish you and everyone a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.